We've received a wide range of comments about our Impact of War series by email and on our weekend soapbox blog, and we'd like to share some of them, beginning with yuck. That's from Mark Bendig of Columbus, Ohio. He continues, last week it was an Iraq war vet describing her wounds and surgery in graphic detail. This week it's a burn unit with descriptions of a patient whose torso is an open wound that is oozing pus along with other unpleasing details. Mr. Bendig ends, why would you run such a graphically sickening story at breakfast time on Sunday? Please give some consideration to your listeners when you decide which stories to run. In response to our question, how has the war affected your life, Daniel Bowman submitted this answer. For me, the simple answer is not enough. There is no draft, so the majority of families in the United States are not affected directly. We need a system of universal national service so that everyone is contributing in some way, so that everyone is affected. When our country is at war, it should affect all of us. Thank you for your candor and your comments. We also want to thank our Impact of War unit, led by senior editor Vicki O'Hara and senior producer Danielle Irby, as well as the reporters from NPR member stations whose contributions made the series possible. Finally, our thanks to Kroc fellow Elsa Chang and series producer Peter Breslow. You can find this series along with related stories and commentary at npr.org/impactofwar, and we invite you to post comments on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.